When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
To my right, we got a lovely special guest, fresh meat, fresh milk. To my right, we got Jacob, the virgin.
Yes. The virgin.
Nice. So listen, let's give a little intro properly here. We have a lovely friend here. His name is Jacob, and he is a virgin. Yes. No experience whatsoever.
And to me, that is a flex. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Dude.
I wish I was a virgin right now, but
I get different opinions. Yeah, people are either like, oh, that's sick, and they're like, really?
Dude, I was completely mind blown. Well, first of all, when I first met you, right? So, let's take it back. Austin gave me this idea, right? To bring on a virgin onto the party. I was like, fuck yeah, bring him on. This should be hilarious. I had this image of you in my head. I thought you were going to be like this little nerdy kid, scrawny, probably antisocial, like, because that's what you think when you think virgin, right? And then when I saw you, I was like, yo, this man's handsome.
Someone like that wouldn't have came on a podcast in the first place, but you know, I was confident enough. I like talking.
So, hell yeah. I was like, dude, this man's handsome, tall, he speaks well. Why has this man not have a woman bending on her knees, brother? and that's going to lead me to my first question, brother.
He's got self-worth, that's why.
Why are you a virgin?
Why do you think you're a virgin?
Just never the right situation, I think.
You're looking for like a perfect moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to say I'm picky, but like for me, I would really have to like a girl to.
That's what I'm fucking saying,
bro.
You've
got standards.
So yeah, like your standards are super high. Like you can't just be no random girl. Like you know what I'm saying. So where did you establish that kind of mentality? Because a lot of people, I'd say like 90% of people, they never really thought about something like that. They want the vagina as quick as possible, brother. However way it came. Right, Austin? You've had a couple of those.
Guilty.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. I could survive without it. I've never felt like a need. Like, I guess some people, man, my coworkers, like, you know, they talk to me all the time, like, they're fiending for it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a virgin.
Nah, hold on. There are some virgins that are, like, straight up, no kissing, never hug a girl, never talk to a girl.
Yeah.
Are you, like, have you kissed a girl?
No, I have kissed a girl.
You have kissed a girl. Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Have you had a relationship before?
No, I have not. I have not been in, like, a full-time relationship. No.
Holy shit. So, like, have you, like, dated at all? Like, maybe...
I don't know if you count like middle school and elementary, those little, you know, I wouldn't. Me personally,
really.
I wouldn't. So,
really.
You know, honestly, I've just never really been in a relationship like
that. And why is that? Like, are you socially awkward when it comes to like ladies? So when you're talking to a girl?
Nah, like, cause I have a decent bit of like girlfriends. Like I know females, you know, I don't like not talk to girls, but I've never, I don't know. It's never gotten to that point. In a relationship with one of the girls.
No, we're not recording, bro.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Real audio. Yeah, the audio wasn't recording.
Oh,
so those are recording. So I'll just put the fucking audio to that, yo. Suck my dick, bro. Here we go. If anybody's trying to talk to my boy right here, drop a me in the fucking chat, bro, and I'll add you to the Zoom. Here we go. Okay, so what we were talking about. You probably have the Austin syndrome is what I call it.
Okay.
You're a fantastic speaker. You're a great friend, but you're just his friend. You got friend energy. So maybe those girls, you said you have a lot of girlfriends, they view you as nothing more than a friend. They've never gotten that vibe like, oh, this man's trying to smash. Like, he's just a really cool guy.
Because honestly, like, I never felt the need to, like, oh, I want to smash. Like, when I know a girl. I've never gotten that close enough with a girl.
Yeah, you don't put out that energy is what I'm thinking, right?
Yeah.
Like, Okay.
I guess I could have more, like, bravado, if that's what you mean. Yeah.
I could definitely
try and get out there more. But, I don't know.
Is it hard to meet girls for you right now? Because you're 19, right? So you're out of high school.
I mean, meeting anybody is as easy as just going out into the street and trying to talk with someone. But I don't know.
We're thinking about, me and my friends are like, yo, we should go into the mall and just like start trying to, you know,
riz.
I don't know. I'm at a point in my life where I'm comfortable where I'm at, and yeah,
that's good.
Know.
So is it like a strictly saving for marriage vibe, or just the right one?
The right one.
Okay,
right.
Cool. So now what would
what are you looking for?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask that. What would constitute as the right one?
I would appreciate if, like, the girl I was talking to, if she gave as much effort to be talking to me as I was giving to her.
Okay.
If I really want to get with a girl, like, I don't want to have to text good morning every morning. Like, I want her to text me.
Okay. Yeah.
Like that, I don't know. But then that goes into what I was saying earlier. Like, I don't know if people would call me picky for that.
No.
I don't know.
You have standards.
Yeah, it's just standards. There's certain
you
standards
like what
that you
like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you want to be just in love almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
And since you haven't had that experience yet, then it just hasn't came then.
And like I feel like a lot of people see that as like gullible or just like not realistic, but I don't know. I'm waiting until something happens.
It all depends on who you're talking to, because there's definitely girls like that feel the exact same way out there. That they save themselves for like, you know, when they're not necessarily saving themselves for marriage, but they save themselves for someone that they truly like and they want to open up to like that in that certain way.
Oh, I'm looking for that trust.
But like, what about like physical wise? Like, what kind of girls are you?
Cause what are you into? Yeah, let's get to the fucking nitty gritty.
Yeah, you went because he's a white kid, shit. By the way, guys. Yeah. He's America, Bonaparte. Right?
Yeah.
And you went to Berkmar, right?
Yeah.
So that's like, you know, all
the
Latin
ratio,
people.
Yeah. The ratio is crazy.
So does that mean you're into Latinas or?
Yeah. I'm into just whatever's, I mean, like.
I'm into females. Let's start with that.
Anything is pretty, you know? So like, I don't really think there's a.
Okay, so you're into me
a certain. Okay, hold up.
Okay.
Let's slow down a bit.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Keep it on a friend basis. Okay. See, maybe that's my problem. I need to be more. Oh, yeah. See, that's what happens usually in interactions.
The people like, or girls, do they like hit on you, you think? And you're kind of like, what you just did to me, you just rejected me. Like, yo,
You just bro them.
You're just like, yo.
Well, because I can say I've had an experience where like, if I look back on it, I'm like, damn, I could have talked with a girl. I could have like gotten somewhere, but it's never, it was never confirmed, or at the end, it just fell off. I don't know.
Yo, nothing, if anybody has some advice to talk to for my boy right here, a virgin, 19 years old, throw some fucking shit in the chat, bro. And we're gonna say it out loud. We're gonna see what's up. My next question. Now, here we go. We're getting to the fucking meat of this. Have you had any experiences where you've been close? What's the furthest you've been with a woman?
I've gotten to the point where, like, I mean,
like first base, second base.
Second base, I'm pretty sure.
Tell us some fucking stories, brother. Come on, I want to hear some fucking lit shit, man.
Oh, I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's that exciting. That's the thing, though. So, I mean, it was just a casual. I hit up a girl I used to know. I was a junior. She was a senior. And, like, there's always something, but I never. Like,
oh, that's called sexual chemistry, my brother. Yeah. That's called tension. And that's what we're looking for when the temperature's fucking rising.
No, because. All right, hold on. And then I don't know. I just hit her up randomly and. Not gonna lie, she's a bit of a, you know, it wasn't too hard to convince her to come hang out.
Oh, okay, yeah, we call those open for business, bro.
It wasn't my proudest moment, but I did go out and, you know, we chatted, we were hanging out and.
Wait, so what was your intention? You said you hit her up late at night. So you were hitting her up just because you're like, today's the fucking day or what?
Yeah. Oh. That was my mentality at some point, but I got with her and. We get to a point of we're making out and, you know, it's going good.
Give me some details. Drop a location. But, where was this at, bro?
Dude, this is at just a park somewhere.
Okay. Wait, what are we talking about? Nighttime, daytime?
Nighttime.
Okay.
For sure.
Risky business, brother. A cop pulls up. Okay. So listen, for sure. Before you finish that story, before I forget, I have a friend, right? That he did that exact same thing. He went to a park with this girl that he was talking to, right? Rich girl type shit, you know what I'm saying? With rich parents. And you know how those are?
Yeah.
Those are fucking, what would you call a rich girl with rich parents? They're strict, kind of like, yeah. So he pulls up with her to the park, and they already know what's going down, you know what I'm saying? They're over there kissing. They already know what they went for.
They came there for, you know, one reason
so
only.
So boom, they start doing the deed, bro. Oh. They're going crazy. Boom, 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 boom. Cop rolls up, bro. And it was like, I guess he was on fucking stealth mode, bro, or something. He rolled up and he started boom, boom, boom on the window. boom, boom, fucking flash. Oh. What are y'all doing? Caught him in the act, bro.
In the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle of it, bro. That's terrible. Couldn't even fucking play it off or that's nothing, terrible. Bro.
Couldn't finish neither.
That's dude, terrible. That's the worst part. That's the blue balls was the worst part, right? Not the fucking getting caught. Yeah. So man. Then, bro, he takes them out, the whip, starts to interrogate them. Calls their parents,
oh,
bro.
Oh, no.
Ah, because they were underage. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Yeah, I think they were underage. They were like 17 type
that's
shit.
That's some bullshit.
Calls their parents. And now now it gets even 10 times awkwarder. Mm-mm. The parents are having to talk to each other. They got briefed on what just happened, bro. Oh, dude, can you imagine? Dude, I would die of embarrassment, brother. Not only... Oh, because this is another thing. Not only... Dude, his parents didn't know he was sexually active. So imagine your parents finding out. This is how they find out that you, you
this
fucking
is the
had
they
sex.
They show up and you're just getting pulled up. Oh my god!
At the fucking park, brother. Yo, thank you to all the fucking gifts right now. We got some GGs in the fucking chat. Thank you guys, bro. Number two gifter, yo. I really fucking appreciate it, bro. And drop some more motherfucking likes. We got 3.2K likes up in here, bro. And if y'all have any girlfriends, if it's you yourself and y'all want to talk to my boy over here, a virgin. And we're going to keep saying that all fucking podcast, brother, because it's the most important part. Okay, so continue with your story, right? You said night, park. Y'all get to there. Give me some details of like what you're feeling, you know, heart rate, everything like that.
Yeah, it was more of a I wanted to get it done. Like I wanted to just say, at least I had my first kiss. So that was my first kiss, like official. Well, first definitely makeout sesh, but I think it was also technically like my first kiss. And I don't know, it was a bit awkward leading into it because I did it a bit of a I confessed to her like, yo, this will be my first kiss, and then she was like, oh, okay, you know, she kind of liked that.
That was like we actually have similar freaking story.
Yeah, him too. Really?
My first kiss was it was the same type of girl, right?
Oh, God.
So I was like, oh, bro. You just like me, bro. Yeah, I was in a car with all my friends, and she was there. And, you know, they all know I haven't kissed a girl. Yeah. So they're like, yo, right here, bro. Easy peasy. Just get it over with. I'm like, nah, bro. I was trying to be like you. I'm like, I'm trying to wait. Right one. But then they were like, oh, this fucking pussy right here. I was like, yo. And, you know, that I was cool. Like, I was chilling on my brother. That doesn't hurt me at all.
Nah.
But then the girl started calling me a pussy. I'm like, yo, what the fuck
for
you
not
mean?
Kissing, for not
she's
making
like,
out with her?
What?
Yeah. Okay.
And I didn't want to, you know, hurt her feelings because, you know, she has that reputation or whatever.
Yeah, she was a whore.
Yeah, so I was like, yo, get over here. Puck her up. Boom. Got it over with. Boom.
Yeah. It was just a peck or it was like?
Yeah, just like a peck.
I mean, my first, I guess, kiss that same session, it was make out and then... Another day I met up with her. So after that night, you know, we just left. It was
so that night was just strictly kiss.
That night
kiss.
Was just straight kiss. Yeah.
Okay, that's
she
what's
had
up.
To go
you got bricked
like,
up?
Huh?
You got bricked up?
For sure. full steam. Like, full I was ready. And so the next time I meet up with her, she kind of like flaked out on me a couple times. So that's why I was weirded out. And then eventually we were hanging out again. She was just weird the whole time. And like, I didn't feel any chemistry. So that's when I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I was just like, I just didn't really get along with her.
We got a comment in the chat that said, the girl Jacob talking about is like 20 bodies.
Damn.
Oh, for sure.
Is that Lala saying that?
Damn. Wait, so you know who it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's what's up.
Because you were telling me like, huh? Yeah.
That's funny as shit. Yo, if any girl in the fucking chat wants to talk to my boy, hop in here, bro. We got a Zoom call right now in like 10 minutes. Okay, yeah. So y'all said you just didn't feel the chemistry.
Nah,
you weren't feeling her.
Nothing going. And I was just like, you know what? That's it. Yeah.
So that's like as far as you went. Just
but
a kiss.
But it was also due to I was slightly inebriated. And it was just like... So it did get there to the point where, like, you know, she was reaching down the pants.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. So when she starts doing that on her own, like, by her own will, she's just like, okay.
Yeah, well, I had to convince her to go to the back seat because she was like, no, I don't trust myself. And I was just like,
damn.
That's how you know you already got that.
Yeah,
she was just asking, like, I'm ready when you are.
Yeah,
she said click
much.
Start to begin.
So, yeah, and... When we got back there, it was still... The whole night was a weird night. But anyways, it got to that point, and I don't know. I just was like, hey, it's not even... I don't feel anything. Yo, I don't feel anything towards you.
Thank you, boy 22, for the cap. Oh, he sent a gold medal, a cap. Oh, he is now the number one gifter. Damn. Here we go. Yeah, coming to share. He sent a finger heart. Yo, I really fucking appreciate it, bro. Love from Texas. Yo, I appreciate you guys. Yeah.
I was gonna ask you, like, if that's as far as you went with the girl. Like, kiss? You never, you know, touched the horchata cannons or...
Nah, I mean, we're
second base.
We're both rubbing up on each other equally. Okay. So,
also, did you get like down there, or it was her?
It was her that like she started rubbing up on me, and I was
over
just,
the
like,
pants type shit.
It started over, and then it started going under, and then that's when I.
So she touched. I don't want to skin. Bro?
I don't want to make it say like I was pussied out, but. Some people might call it that, but me, I call it, I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, you're just like, this
is. I just wasn't feeling it. And I was like, you know, nah.
You think part of it could have been performance anxiety?
Nah.
Because it happens to the best.
It happens to the best of us sometimes. But it happens.
The best? Okay.
We don't dwell on those moments. It's just a moment of weakness. Shrug it off. Let it go. Boom.
I hear some bad times.
Bad times?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Tell us some of your fucking horror stories, Austin. I know you got a couple, brother.
No, I don't want to talk about that. I'll tell you about my first time, though. I'll tell you about how I broke.
Yeah.
Well, at least I did it with someone that I was going out with. I was with my first and only girlfriend so far. Okay. So far, right? I was with her. And we went out to date. And
Austin. Hold that right here.
Oh.
We have a contestant. I'm right here. Us older women can be sluts too sometimes. Here we go, Chelsea. Chelsea in the fucking chat. Are y'all ready for this shit? Chelsea, you ready to hop on here? Holy shit. And then Lalo with the fucking gifting the sunglasses. Now the number one. Here we go.
Lalo, relax.
Got his crown back.
Oh.
With the boxing gloves.
Boy 22 sent boxing gloves. Here we go. Lalo. Boy 22, now the number one gifter. Here we go.
Lalo's got his card in his hands right now.
Lalo's putting his Apple Pay information.
This man's taking out another credit card.
Holy shit, brother. I appreciate you so fucking much, bro. Okay, well, we're just going to keep going. I don't see Chelsea in here no more. That's quite unfortunate, bro. But it's all good, bro. Where were you at? You were telling your story.
Tell your fucking story.
So, from the top.
Okay. So I went on a date with my then girlfriend, and actually with my mom too. So it was me, my girlfriend, and my mom. We just went out to eat.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my mom. She busted out. Appreciate that one. I was in high school. So then after that, we just went back to my place. My mom went with my dad on their own date or whatever. So, yeah.
Do you think that was like a layup from your mom? Like, she set y'all up? Like,
I don't think she meant to, but it laid up. Okay. Yeah. She slants, you know, she alley-oop, I would say, boom. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was, so yeah, so now it's just, they're gone. So just me and my girl, my then girl, hold on. And then my siblings were there too.
Yeah.
So I had two siblings that were there. And so we were just chilling in my living room, and I was like, yo, if I go upstairs right now, I told my sibling, my sister, I was like, yo, let me go upstairs right now alone with my girl, and y'all stay down here, be quiet, and I'll pay you money. Don't tell mom.
That's right? What I'm saying. Yeah. Hold that fucking thing. We got another fucking gift.
No, we got
a gift from Boy 22. Oh, sent the money gun.
Gosh.
He said, I feel like I'm at the club and Lalo at another table popping more bottles than me, bro. Yeah, dude, Boy 22, now the number one gifter, bro. We got a fucking battle in the chat. Lalo's back. He ran away.
He went to the bank right now. He's going to be back.
He went to go deposit some more. Bro, this shit is crazy up here, y'all. I really appreciate y'all, bro.
Thank you. Yeah, so we went up to my room and I had the lights off. I think I'm more of a lights off guy. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the camera's still off.
Right.
I don't know if you want to do that first.
I'll do it after your story.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm more of a lights off guy. So the lights are off, boom. You know, we're making out because that's what we're used to at that point, right? And I actually wasn't even trying to lose my virginity at that night or anything. I thought we're just gonna make out, do our regular stuff, vanilla stuff. But now she was like, let's take it a step further. I'm like, oh shit. I was like, fuck, you know, put him on the spot.
Wait,
like,
who is this with? So you would, can you whisper it?
My only ex. Okay, come on. So I actually
never heard this story before. This is funny.
She was the one that was like, yo, it's time to do it. I'm like, yo, okay, I guess.
Do you think if you were ready at some point, you would have taken the initiative? Or think you would have just... Have waited for
But I also didn't want to pressure her, you know. I wasn't wanting, like, yo, like, spread your legs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like that.
Get to it.
I'm not like that. I was waiting for her to be ready, but damn, I guess she was ready. So I was like, I bet. Let me do it then. Lights are off, right? And I think this is a good tip I'm gonna give you right now. How should I say this? The hole is the best, just because of lack of words. The hole is more down south than you were thinking.
Okay.
Yo, you know what's crazy? That's a fucking fire ass tip, brother.
It is. Because that is true.
I know. I got a fire ass tip.
Oh, I
got
a good question after this.
But yeah.
Boy 22 with a gold medal, perfume gift, and he sent a rose. Yo, I appreciate you so fucking much, Boy 22. Holy shit, son.
So there was a bit of technical difficulties in that area, you know what I'm saying?
Also, you're saying you were trying to just jam it in and it wasn't going anywhere. Like, you thought it was more towards the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's what I know exactly and what's going on.
At this point, we've all ventured on the interweb, you know. Have you seen the videos before?
Well, listen, okay, listen. So this is before my first time or anything like that, right? Before, like when I was like a kid, right? I thought that like a woman's part, it was just like a hole. There was no like thing under the lips. It was just the ether. You just enter and that's it, bro. You're welcome. I didn't know that you had to fucking look for the hole, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shout out to Just Millie.
But yeah, I was like, you know, having technical difficulties. So I was like, bro, I don't think your vagina works, bro, because there's nothing going on here.
And this shit is blocked. Bro. Yeah, got clogged.
What's going on? Are you in your period or what? But yeah, so she actually ended up helping me out. I was like, oh. I was like, are you sure it's down here, bro? Is this not your asshole? Are you sure about that? I'm like, dude, this better not be no shit. When I pull out, there better be no shit on my dick, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit.
What happened now?
Lalo sent a fucking galaxy, bro.
I was about to say,
Lalo deadass went to go get his car, bro. Holy shit, that's exactly what happened. We got our first motherfucking galaxy. Can we talk about
Appreciate the galaxy, fucking Lalo.
We got a galaxy. And if you guys want to watch these things done live and want to see the battles, hop on the fucking TikTok. Holy shit, we got our first galaxy.
But yeah, she ended up helping me out. Like, she, you know, grabbed it. I was like, yo, you sure about this? But yeah, so that's how I found it.
You were guided in.
And I only did one position, you know, the regular, daggler, missionary.
Missionary,
yeah. Boom, boom, boom. You know, you can't go wrong with the classic. I surprisingly lasted longer than I thought I would.
Oh, that's what I'm fucking saying.
What was the expectation?
Probably like the last time I had sex, probably like 30. No, I'm just saying. No, because I have like, you know, busted early before, and I thought I was too, like the first time, and I didn't. I actually lasted, it seemed like forever, right? But like in the moment, it's probably like, I don't know, 5 minutes.
Five minutes is, I was
like, damn, okay. And by the end of it, like, we went back downstairs and we were just chilling in my living room and my parents came. But you should have seen me. She was like, you know, she was cool. Like the girl I was with, she was just sitting down. I was sitting down like this. I had another chair like this because I was hella tired. I was like, bruh.
I put in work.
I put in hella work. And she's out here like, nothing happened. You know?
There was no damage done.
I'm out here fucking dead, bro.
Yo.
We got another motherfucking
we just saw it. Boy 22 with a motherfucking galaxy. Holy shit. Boy 22 now the number one gift for y'all
from Texas.
I really appreciate you. Holy shit, son. Holy fuck, I'm fucking sweating. That is hilarious, brother. No damage done.
No, dude. She was just chilling like, she was like, you good, bro? And I was like, bro, you didn't see the type of work I put in. Sweating.
Going crazy.
You're sweating. You got an ice pack on and everything.
Dude, she was like massaging me. She's like, you good, bro?
You okay there, squirt?
You there? You good,
Junior? Was it also her first time or no?
Hell no.
She wasn't her first time. I don't remember if I... No, I don't think I finished that night. I don't think I did. How did that happen?
Y'all just said, all right, conclusion. Y'all just ended it like that?
I think it was one of those parts or the times when you just can't, you know, finish that. Because it was unexpected, right? So I didn't use any protection. And I'm terrified.
Okay, so I was just going to ask that. Are you a dirtbag? You didn't use the protection?
I didn't. It's my girl. Or it was my girl. I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, stats. For real.
Come on, say all that.
We got some women watching, brother.
Yeah. It was unexpected, so I didn't use it, and I just went in, you know.
Yeah, and so,
what you say?
I was just about to say, I've heard different accounts from different people, and they're saying, like, you know, one of my friends, he said he needed to put on a video to get get ready for his girl. Oh. His girl put it on for him, like, yeah, because he couldn't get it up.
That's a performance anxiety term, yeah, bro. It be okay. like that, you know. Sometimes, yeah. Okay, so listen, I've heard from friends, right? I had this one friend that told me his worst.
Another galaxy,
by the way.
Holy shit, son.
Is it Lalo?
Dude, Lalo with another galaxy, bro.
Where's Lalo?
You still cut hair? Hell yeah, I still do. I'm not going to show you my haircut because I haven't cut it, but I'm still out here for show. Lalo, I need this hinge update, so we're going to get that hinge update. Thank you, Lalo, bro. What the fuck, bro? This
Lalo is insane. At the bank right now, bro. Yeah, I promise bro. You.
What was I just going to say? I was just going to say some shit.
No. Performance anxiety.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Good shit. I had a friend, right? I had a friend tell me his worst performance anxiety. So he's a solid 6. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Just the average lad.
Mm-hmm. How do y'all rank yourselves? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, okay.
7.
7?
7 here in Gwinnett and Georgia. 10 in Mexico. Oh,
10
God.
In Mexico. Is
yo, 10 probably, in Mexico. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They and like the albinos down there.
They like the papers. That's what they like. Okay, but yes. Okay.
Papers. Also, they like the white. Bro, if you went down there, you would be a fucking bachelor, brother. Yeah, dude, let's find this man a wife in Mexico. Ooh. If anybody has any cousins.
That's good.
I'm about to pull up the
amen. I've been invited on multiple Mexico trips, and they're like, bro, you're gonna love it down there.
Hold on. Give me a second real quick. I need to catch up with the fucking drama in here. Here we go. I'm at the bank. Lalo said, boy 22 said, I'm about to pull out the Amex. Lalo tripping. Dude, for real, bro. Y'all fucking wild. Dude, I really appreciate y'all, bro. Y'all fucking crazy. Y'all wilding over there. Here we go. What was I going to say? Yeah, bro. Go to fucking Mexico. Find yourself a nice wife. She'll cook. She'll clean. Suck. Fuck. And not say a single thing, bro. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
You were saying 6 out of 10 friend. Lead.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, how do you rate yourself?
How would you rate yourself?
So that is important. What region are we talking? How do I rate myself compared to what? So compared to my environment around me, compare myself to myself, or what is my self-image?
Yeah, you're
right. My self-image? Fuck, I haven't gone to the gym in a fucking
Flyworks
while.
Flyworks is crazy. What was that?
Boy 22, now the number one gifter.
Oh my gosh.
After some fireworks, bro. I know your shoulder burning. For real. All
right. We kind of need to hurry up. I'm not going to lie to you. I have some appointments at 6:30, but dog.
Yeah, my phone, This 4:40, bro. What are you talking about?
I'm delayed. That's a 30-minute drive back to my house.
Okay. Listen, I'd say I'm a solid 8.
Okay.
That's personality, good. Look-wise, you know what I'm saying? I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? Would y'all agree?
Yeah. And then all around, you feel like you're
all
just
around,
a
I would,
good
I would,
8, solid 8.
And I could peak at a fucking 9 if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I could get there. But it's all in the eyes of the beholder. Some people might look at me and think I'm a fucking 5.
You're a fucking 10, bro. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, brother. Okay. No, we got a fucking gifter over there, bro. Going crazy.
Relax.
The dude in the middle, hell yeah, with heart eyes. My boy right there? No. Oh, I'm talking about my boy over there. Here we go. Okay, what was I saying?
Performance anxiety. Yeah. There you go.
My boy, solid 6. Mm. He finally got this girl that was out of his league. Sometimes that happens, bro. It's rare, but it happens, right? She was a solid fucking 9. You know what I'm saying?
Agged it. That's crazy.
Solid fucking 9. And here we go. He invites her to the crib, right? They start talking. They're flirting through text and everything. Mm. They know each other from school. You know what I'm saying? So he always kind of saw her around and shit. But he was never bold enough to make the move because why? He's a 6. She's a fucking 9. He had no business. But for some reason, I guess she liked the charisma. That's what I was talking about. When you ask me about the rating, it's not about how you look. It's about how you hold yourself up.
There's definitely
it's about how you speak.
Factors.
It's about your personality and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So even though this guy, I guess, physically looked like a 6 maybe, he portrayed himself more like a fucking 9. He was out here like, you know, out here for real.
Mm-hmm. She's here, I believe, in the chat.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Oh, no. We got a shoddy out here. Okay. Let me finish the story. Okay, we got a fucking girl in the Zoom call, guys. If this is what you guys have been fucking waiting for. The guy on the right can get it, said Chris. Y'all should sample that. <room.
laughs> Is that your friend, Chris?
Is that your friend Chris? That I know?
Oh. Bro, I'm fucking dead. Y'all should soundproof that room, for real. We will. Thank you to everybody in the live. And if y'all haven't followed the fucking podcast, go to @NE5 on YouTube. Make sure y'all fucking subscribe to the channel. Here we go. So he gets this girl to come over, right? He's flirting. She's feeling him. Yeah. He's like, yo, pull up. I don't know how he managed to do it, but she pulled up, right? Pulled up to his crib. Now, he was telling me, when he was telling me the story, he was like, the whole time I was so prepared. You know, he said, you know, he did a tactical jerk. This is a move performed
I have heard
by,
about this
by veterans themselves, okay. Right? So you get a nice little jerk going. before the girl pulls up. That way you let go of all the ammo.
Yeah.
And so when she comes, you don't bust quick.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes that might not work. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you bust even quicker because you're already riled up. It's all mental, son. It's all mental, okay? But here we go. Post out the tactical jerk, right? Shotty pulls up. And so he's telling me that things are moving fast and shit. She knows she comes in, they start talking for like 5 seconds. Now automatically they start kissing, they start feeling. Nah. Things are moving 1,000, right? And he's like, fuck. And he's like telling me, he's like, in my head, bro, I'm like rushing. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, this is a fine ass girl. So this is what you don't want to do. You don't want to get in your own head too much.
Nah.
You don't want to start overthinking and be like, fuck, am I going to perform? She's way hotter than me. If I don't perform, she's going to tell her friends and all this shit. You don't want to think about that shit. She's with you for a reason. You know what I'm saying? But my man did not think about that.
Terrible.
He was thinking about all the wrong things. Put me on the pod. I got a few celebrities I want to beef with.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And so, yeah. So she like, I guess like pushes him on the bed and shit like that, right? And now it's time. It's time to go crazy, right? So I guess what he told me was that she started like feeling him down there, how she did with you, right?
Yeah,
the other girl.
Yeah.
Nothing. Gummy, gumma, worm.
No.
Here we go. She's feeling on straight gelatin, brother. There's nothing. There's no activity going on down there. Heartbeat, negative. So now this is where you got to make an executive decision. You got to see what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You can either hit her with an excuse. You can try your hardest to get hard. You got to figure something out, though. So I think what my man did was he made the wrong move. The girl was like, oh, is everything okay? He was like, yeah, I'm just like warming up type shit, like something like that, right?
Oh, nah.
Then what he told me was that she offered to give him head to get him hard. Now, guys, now this is the ultimate risk of all risks, bro. You cannot get any more risky than this because if she flops out that wiener, she's about to lay it on soft.
Yeah.
She's about to go in soft.
Mm-hmm.
So she's about to be jerking this shit off like this,
bro.
Gummy like this,
worm, bro.
So let me tell you something. If a girl ever offers you, right, to fluff you up, basically,
mm-hmm. I thought she meant like head.
Yeah,
just mouth.
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like she's about to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm not
gonna
do the motion. That's kind of fucking Diddy.
I thought it was looking like a hand. That's why. Okay.
Yeah, but like sometimes they use their hand too. You know what I'm saying? I know that you don't have enough length for that. But sometimes they do that.
That's what I was like.
I've never had that.
You know, can't relate.
Yo, so listen. She starts. He tells me that she starts going in. And he's like, just soft, bro. She's over here like this.
Oh, man.
She's over here like this, one hand, one fingered. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing's worse.
And he said that they went on for a while, and then she was just like, she just hit him with the and he's just like, yeah, I don't think this is gonna happen today.
Damn.
And he had to like be like, yo, can we like, you know, boom,
reschedule? So
she, yeah, can we reschedule? She left. Never happened again, brother.
Fat. No.
L, can we get a fucking in the chat? Yo, Rosendo,
depressing.
Thank you. You just missed the fucking battle. There's a gifting battle in here. Okay, here we go. Miss Hanan, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, here we go. So, to my fucking right, we got my boy, Young Jacob. You know what I'm saying? He is indeed a virgin. And Let me give you a little intro and give you like yourself a nice little intro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know. Hey, hello. I'm sorry. Can I catch your name again, just so I know it?
Yeah, it's Hanan.
All right. Nice to meet you. My name is Jacob. Yeah, I don't know. These nerds over here invited me on this podcast, trying to get me to get myself out there. So I'm just here. Have a good talk.
So let me. Oh, Austin, put it on your thing. Okay, so we're gonna actually put a video. Hold on. We're gonna put a video on him, so you're gonna be able to actually see what he looks like. He's actually a nice, handsome young fella. You would
do you
think
want
that,
me to join the Zoom?
Yeah, join the Zoom.
Okay.
You would think that he's a, you know, funny looking kind of guy, nerdy. No, he's a fucking tall, nice, güerito, green eyes. You know.
Güerito.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's what I'm saying. How you feeling about that, Hanan?
How old is he?
He is 21 on the fucking weekends, then that's what we saying, son.
21?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we all virgins here? What's going on?
We're all virgins here, bro. Holy fuck. So, you know, spit some game. You'll get to know
game.
My game. Like, we want to test your game. We want to see what it's like. We want to see why he's a virgin. So give her a little rundown as to kind of why you're a virgin. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm just, I'm out here. I guess I've been kind of saving myself for the right one. And, yeah, you know, I just haven't really had too many too many interactions with many girls that are giving me a chance. So, you know, trying
they
to get some.
Give you a chance because you're a virgin or because?
No. I just haven't. I haven't had too many talks with girls.
So he hasn't really like dated or anything like that. He hasn't like had a girlfriend really. He just hasn't had much experience even like diving into that kind of
zero,
world.
Zero relationship experience.
Because you don't want to or you're
trying No, like to I said, yeah, no, I'm looking for the right one. Like just somebody that my thing is I need somebody to give me as much effort as like I'm giving them. So somebody worthy.
Where are you from?
Recording in
I'm from Lilburn. Like Lilburn, Lawrenceville area.
Ethnicity.
Oh yeah, I'm for the most part I'm white, but on my dad's side, my grandmother's from Mexico.
Do you speak Spanish? Or no?
Absolutely not. But hey, guess what? He's looking for somebody to teach him.
I'm very open to. I'm very open to learn. Okay.
So say if you wanted to take her out on a date, how would you like present that? How would you like what I'm saying?
Figure out what if you have any hobbies or any interest.
Okay, so ask her. Let's see what's like, let's pretend that you're trying to ask her on a date. Let's go that route. How are you going to go about that?
Hey, what's up? Are you going to be free this weekend?
I might be. It depends.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just thinking of, I was thinking about going on a hike, because I usually like going to Stone Mountain, and that's one of my big things, and I was wondering if you wanted to join me.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. All right. Cool. You down for it? I'll go ahead and pick you up, and then we can head over.
Okay. Here we go, brother. Let me interject real quick. And this is one of the ones we were talking about, Austin. Right?
We were talking about. Yeah. This. As soon as you said that, I was like, okay.
Here we go. So here we go. And maybe you could chime in on this too, Hanan. Okay. So somebody typed in the chat. Hike is crazy, and that's what I was just about to get into, brother. Okay. Hike is a cool thing to do. However, as a first date. We said it's a fucking giant no-no.
No,
and listen, because for women, they don't want to be out here in your first kind of interaction. Right. You want to build that chemistry. You want to build that get to know them. Yeah. You don't want them being like out of fucking breath. You know what I'm saying? Halfway through.
Okay. I see what you're talking about. That makes a lot of sense.
Where you from?
Yeah.
That makes right, Hanan, or what were we saying?
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to be walking, I'm going to be out of breath, and okay. Have a conversation all right. at the same time.
Yeah, so, no, that makes sense.
Where would you, what do you think would be like a more proper kind of first date, or how would you go about that?
We could go out for dinner, or a cute little coffee shop, or for ice cream.
Yeah, that's how it, I started off, the only experience I've ever had with a girl, I invited her out for ice cream, so that was a success. In the one time that I tried to invite a girl out.
And then are you kind of shocked that my boy here is a virgin? He doesn't seem like it, right? He has a nice fucking beautiful voice. He's pretty, handsome guy.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of crazy in this generation to still have people out there who are virgins.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But I told him, it's actually a good thing. Because he was like, he came in, he was asking, he was like, some people kind of look at it as maybe either a bad thing or a good thing. Some people are like, oh, you're a pussy. I'm like, dude, look at it like a fucking positive thing. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's like if it's for you and that's if you know what you want, then that's what you want.
Yeah,
and
I'm cool with
you
it.
You shouldn't feel like pressured by nobody.
Yeah.
Okay, now can you give him some fucking wisdom on if he ever gets to that point with a girl, right? He got her in the bedroom. How does he get her, to take it to that next level? To not just end it with some nice hugs and kisses. He wants to go the full fucking route. How does he, get a girl to go and down that route?
Well, foreplay starts from the beginning.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Elaborate. She's about to in what way? Wisdom.
As soon as your day starts, it's being nice, telling her positive things, making her feel good, doing things for her. And then at the end, then she's going to want to do stuff with you because, you're making her feel good all day.
Yeah.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
So a slow and steady route eventually leads to a good time.
Yeah.
And I think not trying too hard either, bro.
Yeah. If you're being mean to me or you're barely talking to me or anything like that, I'm not going to want to do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And I think it's what I was saying, I think some guys are too pushy, bro. They lay their fucking cards out on the table too prematurely.
Yeah, when guys are overly sexual in the very beginning, I'm bro.
Exactly. Talking sexual and shit. Yeah,
I was about to say that almost seems to me my downfall. I'm not pushy enough, and that's what's That's what's gotten me here to this point. That's why I'm
no energy, no pressure. We talked about this before, yeah. Hanan, right? Yeah. She had an instance where
so there still has to be some type of pressure.
Yeah, some type of like initiation, but like not too much either. Like, don't be talking about sex like the first time you meet her or something.
I don't know. Well, from what I hear from a lot of different experiences from friends, they say that, you know, starting with that route just works for them. So I don't know. Maybe I've been playing it too passive.
Yeah. And I guess y'all got to kind of be on the same page to like talk about what y'all see yourselves doing like later in the future. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like pick out her mind. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a girl's love language. Like, you know, you're picking her mind and all that. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. All right, Hanan. Well, how would you rate my man right here? Out of 1 through 10, you know, how did he do today?
He did good. I'm going to give him I'm gonna give him a 9 because there's always room for improvement.
Yeah. That's what I'm fucking saying. Can you hear that, by the way? The applause? Hanan?
I can hear what?
The sound effects that
you
we have?
You can't hear the sound effects?
Oh,
okay, cool, okay. That would have been funny as
we
shit
have
too.
A really nice soundboard over here.
Okay, that's what's up.
I'll watch it later.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Hanan, for stopping by and, you know, give my man some wisdom and shit. You know, wish him the best of luck.
It was very nice to talk to you.
It was nice meeting you.
All right, nice to meet
good
you.
Good luck on your journey.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Hanan. Bye.
Bye.
This is awkward. Okay, hold on.
I'm leaving.
Okay, cool.
Get out of here.
Dude, that was fucking really solid. See,
okay.
That was really good.
Okay, but
what do we think, chat? What the fuck do we think? Hold on, let me catch up on the chat real quick.
That wasn't me trying to spit game, right. I don't think.
Yeah.
Which, but you that's how you started off, though.
Yeah, the conversation skills were good, though. They were cool. They were good.
Okay, but that's how I would describe, like, I could talk. You know, I know how to talk with people, but I've never really, I don't know, approached it with the intentions of trying to get into a relationship.
Yeah, we got
it'd have to take a lot for like I would have to be really really into a girl for me to do that.
Yeah, I think you just need a little more wisdom on the kind of like the first date or how to approach it, you know what I'm saying? Cuz like we said the hiking thing.
Okay, yeah.
Cool, right? Good intentions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The execution just needs to just work some work on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want to, but I did maybe steal a little bit of an idea just from Austin. My boy just recently had a date, successful date on a hike.
So. And we're gonna get to that hinge fucking update in a little bit. Here we go. Hold up. We got a next segment, okay? Here we go. We're gonna run through this really fucking quick. We have a tier list, lads.
Oh, all cartoon.
Yo, thank you to everybody in the fucking chat, bro. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast and like that fucking button, bro. Here we go. We got a tier list. We got cartoon fucking baddies for my boy right here. Who the fuck would he smash, bro?
I already know.
We got baddie at the top. We got nice. We got mid. We gotta be super drunk. And we got at the bottom, rather do her husband. You know what I'm saying? Here we go.
What?
Okay, so fucking starting off, I think we're talking about Kim Possible's mother here,
I was about to say, if it was Kim Possible, I was going to have to watch my words, you know, wisely, because she is in high school.
Yeah.
I can't act like I'm a kid no more. Here, so if it's mom's, though, I'd say she look nice.
Yeah, she's I think.
What's y'all's opinion on redheads?
Oh, I love him.
My wife
myself.
Is a redhead.
Oh, I'm really?
A
redhead myself. You're married. I did not know any.
Yeah.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you, bro. Like more of like that kind of redhead right here. Like this. Yeah. Like more brown brown red type shit. Like his, but a little more brown.
Yeah. I'm a little hint darker. Of red.
Yeah. I would put her at nice. I think
I
she's
say
nice.
Yeah. I can agree with nice.
I go with nice.
Bro in the middle looks a bit sus, someone said.
Oh. A bit, bro? Nah, bro.
All the way. Here we go. Next up, we got Ash Ketchum's mom, I believe.
That one?
And let me tell y'all something. I think this is looking like a certified baddie to me.
Just because, and also, like, yo, if Ash was my stepson, that's fire, bro. Dude's gonna become champion one day. Dude's gonna be badass.
Bro. He gonna have money out the ass. I think she was such a cool mom. She let him do whatever the fuck he wants.
Y'all watched the show, bro?
Yeah, I
didn't watch it, so I'm going to go with mid.
I watched it.
Holy. Dang. So based off looks, you're going to go with mid?
Yeah, even with looks.
What are we saying, Jacob? Mid.
I'd say nice, personally.
I'll demote my thing to nice. Okay, here we go. Because we got the next one, and that was a certified fucking baddie.
Oh,
we got Mrs. Incredible. And we got the baddest of all baddies. You know what I'm saying?
They make it known that she's a baddie, all right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's no...
It's not a hidden fact. We know for sure.
You know, I wouldn't mind doing her husband either, because that boy,
you know, that boy, hey, man, Mr. Incredible.
You know what I'm saying?
We got, yeah, the certified GO undisputed champion of all baddie moms. We got Mrs. Yeah. Incredible. Here we go. Up next. Now, this is either a hit or miss to everybody. We got Lois Griffin, bro. What do we say about Lois Griffin in the fucking chat? Baddie or not? What are we thinking, bro?
She's a little baddie. Same thing, though.
Listen, this right here.
That dress is going crazy on her right now. I've never seen her in that dress. That's not looking too sharp.
Her her voice kind of kills it for me a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That
I wouldn't
beak
really
on
her
fucking face kills a little bit.
I wouldn't really want to hear what she sounds like, you know, while doing it.
But again, dude, you got a fucking solid point. Yeah, but again, like I said 2 weeks ago, she's kind of crazy sometimes.
That's good.
And
that's
that for me is up there too.
Yeah, it's good.
But that's what I'm saying. I prefer to be drunk at that point, because then that would make the experience even. So I'd be super drunk. Lois Griffin, I'd have a great time.
What are we saying, Austin? What are you thinking?
I'll put her at nice. Me personally.
Damn, I was gonna put her at mid. So we're kind of in a predicament right now. Here we go. And then this is why we got the fucking chat. We got Lois Griffin chat. What are we saying? We got either nice, mid, or I gotta be drunk. Someone said nice. We got a nice in the chat. Chat, come on, put him down there.
I'll settle for nice.
No, we're not settling. We need the fucking chat. We're gonna invite the chat in this one with Peter as well. Someone said
with Peter as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, Peter Griffin in the mix.
Yeah.
Wait, what did everybody say?
I said nice.
I said I would just be drunk just cause.
Fuck, I got her at mid, bro.
Put her at. I think I could.
So you're the tiebreaker. Go mid or super drunk.
I say mid. Okay. I say mid.
Here we go.
All right, that's fine.
We're putting her at mid.
She ain't all that.
This one, I forgot her fucking name, bro. Jessica Rabbit, that's her name?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Oh, man.
I've never seen this, bro.
It's a really funny movie, and
she's not from the Goofy movie?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
I think I know who you're talking about.
It's from the movie where it has, like, there's human actors, but there's also, like, the animated ones, too. And like,
yeah, she's certified, for sure.
Yeah, she's certified.
Yeah, I think...
I think we could all agree on that one.
I would think so as well, brother. Let's go ahead and put her next to Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah, I already
know. Oh, yeah. Okay, this was a controversial one last time for me. We got Miss Jimmy Neutron. Well, we got Miss Neutron.
Miss Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron's mom. What are we saying, chat? Sheesh. What are we thinking about her? Personally, I gotta be super drunk for her. Her face looks kind of funny. The lips are there. Hair is looking kind of fucking sus. Body's not all the way there. Nah. To me, just does not do it for me. I gotta be super fucking drunk.
I put her at nice.
Austin got nice is crazy. What is that?
That's what I'm saying. He had her on that cake, the Hear Me Out cake.
Oh my god,
I like her.
What are you saying, Jacob?
But low key, I've seen a couple clips where it's like, you know, watching the adult jokes and cartoons.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I've seen she be saying something. So I mean, just for that, I'd put her at mid.
Here we go. We got another fucking tiebreaker,
bro.
She's
freaky enough, but I just think the looks aren't there.
Oh, okay.
I cannot put her above Lois, bro. I think y'all are tripping balls.
You can put her. You can put her at mid.
You're telling me I go at mid.
I see the other talent right there on the bottom. Yo, that's crazy. I just seen the rest of the people you got.
So this next one, holy shit. I did not know that she was rocking that under there. What the hell are we talking about? This is Timmy Turner's mom, bro. Where was this my whole childhood? I did not see this. Is this an edited picture? Because
I remember seeing her like that.
Holy
don't ask me where
shit,
I am,
bro.
But
for me, this one shoots her up to nice automatically.
Yeah,
bro.
I say nice.
Okay, nice is down fine with that. Me. All
right, cool.
Oh,
this is Dexter's mom.
Dexter's mom. There was literally a clip in the show where it was like he had a security system and then it scanned her and then it was like, damn, she got the hourglass bod and the system overloaded and it couldn't handle it.
Yo, Lalo dropping some more fucking gifts in the chat, bro. Stop, bro, please.
If she's too fine for AI, I think
AI says she fine, then she fine then.
So what would you put her? Nah, I can't put her at baddie, brother.
Bro, next to you see that picture? She is freaking...
She balancing the dishes on the cake.
Let me tell you something, brother.
On her dumpy.
You guys are victim. Have fallen victim to the fat ass syndrome, okay?
Okay, yeah.
You guys are blinded by the ass. Now, let's take away the ass.
Turn the lights off.
Get your finger. Cover that ass. Now, look at her. Oh, shit, all of a sudden, the syndrome went away.
Yeah,
I'll go mid or nice, brother. Y'all are wilding with the baddie. But if y'all say baddie, I got to put her at baddie. Let me know what y'all think.
I'll put her at nice. Just nice.
Because
I covered
that. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because if we're really looking at it, yeah.
Yo, my boy Daniel in the fucking chat. What's up, brother?
Marge.
Here we go. We got Marge. And then for this one,
The Voice. That's no.
I gotta be. I'd rather super do Homer, drunk.
No cap. Go ahead and put it.
Yeah,
down
I got
there.
Her down there on one of these two. Real shit.
The Homer, nah. I'd just
Homer's
be,
gonna be. But making I can't do me Homer. Laugh.
Either. You're gonna be making I've me laugh. I've seen the high school episode where they do a flashback. Like she.
Oh, you she know, was a baddie in
she,
high school.
Yeah, she looked because she had like her hair was down.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
hair, yeah.
Okay.
So high school.
Some points for that.
Yeah.
I gotta be super drunk, me personally. Yeah. Austin, what are we saying?
I'll do that. Super drunk.
I'll be super drunk.
Picture,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, brother. Plus, she got hepatitis C, brother. Here we go. We got 90 from Lilo and Stitch. What are we saying, Jack? Baddie in that one episode. Holy shit.
I say baddie. I had a huge crush on her.
Dude.
Huge crush.
Me as well, bro. Yeah. For me,
certified.
Her and you missed a really good one you could have put on this list.
For me, it was because the fact that she was just struggling the whole time. I was like, she's a real one. I could save her. She had that body yaddy on her, bro. I don't know if y'all saw it, bro. Lilo and Stitch. She had that body.
Yeah, when they went to the beach, like when they were surfing, where all my crushes, like all of them were just walking on the camera. There's like some random lifeguard chick, and I was like, oh my.
To me, I gotta put her at baddie, bro. The nose kind of kills it for me a little bit.
Nah.
Baddies?
Baddie.
Oh, not a unanimous baddie, brother.
Certified.
Get up there. Okay, here we go. We got, what's
Blondes.
Her name?
I don't know. I know she's from American Dad, but I don't know her name.
Yeah, American Dad. It's the wife.
Yeah, we got American Dad's wife. What are we fucking saying?
I'm doing American Dad. That's what I'm doing.
We gotta.
Oh God, get some CIA clearance.
We got a Messi or Ronaldo in the chat, brother. We're not doing that.
Ronaldo,
Messi, and that's it.
Ronaldo only.
If you say Ronaldo, you like men.
Oh,
here we go.
Really, you're Ronaldo. Stand? You're right. Ronaldo stand.
Sui, yes.
Brother, yikes. I'd rather do her husband, really. Yeah. Or maybe you gotta be super drunk.
I don't know. Shit. Blonde.
She got the lips
I'm
on
pretty
her.
Sure her trope is like she's just a dumb blonde or something.
Kind of tight shit.
I don't know.
I gotta be super really drunk. What do you think?
Go ahead, put it next to Marge.
Yeah, she goes with Marge.
All right, here we go. Next up, I don't know who the fuck this is, bro, but she's giving me like auntie vibes, and I think I'd rather do her husband.
Yeah. Oh, Rugrats! It's definitely Rugrats. I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know what her association is, but yeah, nah, the hair is too much. Does she got a headband on?
Not a fan.
She a blood?
What are we saying? I'd rather do her husband.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, we got Phineas's mom, bro. To me,
we don't even know what her husband looks like. Why would we rather just do this?
How much I don't want her, bro.
That's how much.
Rather do her husband.
That's how much.
Phineas's mom. I think she was cool. Personality was cool. Again with the redheads. We're gonna put. Oh, look, we got a whole fucking trend going. I just realized. All the girls in the nice have red hair.
Yeah, you have a most type, bro. What's going on?
I think there's a lot of red hair.
That's crazy.
I'll put her in ice.
I put her in mid, honestly.
Yeah.
I'll put her in mid.
Yeah, mid, Jacob?
Mid.
Okay, here we go. We're going mid. Here we go.
She's from the Flintstones.
Flintstones.
Prehistoric. Sheesh. Imagine how that felt.
Oh.
How old? Can we get an age check on this one, brother? I don't know.
That's the wife. That's the wife.
Okay. So she's okay.
Yeah, Freddy.
Nice.
You're going to put her at nice? I'm going to put her mid.
Not nice.
Nice.
Put her nice? Yeah. Okay, we got the first non-redhead on nice. All
right, come on.
We got this old-ass lady.
That's from
Muriel.
Courage.
Muriel, from Courage the Cowardly Dog, bro. What are we saying about Muriel? Chat, what are we saying about Muriel? Now, let me tell you something, brother. She got that experience under her belt, bro.
Okay. That's how you want to take it?
That's where we're taking this, bro. She don't got that body. Let me tell you something. She'll probably cook you some fucking mean ass. We already knew. Shut up, bro. I'd rather do her fucking husband.
Houston's
ugly as shit too, bro. Yeah. I gotta be drunk.
I'd be super drunk. Yeah. I'd be wasted.
Who is this?
Danny Phantom's mom?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Dude.
I never watched Danny Phantom.
We're unks, bro. We're unks.
Danny Phantom was fucking lit. And let me tell you something about... Dude, the hourglass is a fucking understatement on this one, brother.
I'll go with... Man, the face is aight.
The face is aight?
Yeah.
I think for with that alone, nice. Next to the other...
I'll do nice.
Redheads.
That's her, yeah.
Nice? Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Damn,
this is the faceless woman? This.
Yeah, that's the face. That's from Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah,
faceless
you're right.
Woman from Powerpuff Girls. What are we saying, bro?
She had
what are we saying
energy.
In the chat? She had that energy.
You ain't even, need to, you ain't even need to say the face, and you was already that turned on.
Dude, look at those calves, bro. What do we say? Look at that waist. That snatched waist. That shit has had a fucking waist training on her for
hair too.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever you could see the hair, it was red.
Red hair? That shit going in nice, bro.
She going baddie.
Not baddie.
Are y'all going baddie on a body? Strictly on a body?
Yeah, because people would, man, people know her and they ain't even seen her face yet.
Bro,
so.
This man Lalo still sending gifts, bro. Let him cook by Mr. Lalo, bro. I appreciate you, bro. My boy,
he knows 22, we ain't going to refund him.
Boy 22, fucking, he's about to mark these all as fraud, bro. He's going to get his money back. All right, sick. Okay, we're gonna go on to our next fucking subject. This is what everybody fucking waits for. Millie, if you're still in the fucking chat, this is what you were waiting for. We got a Hinge update.
We got a Hinge update, indeed. That's right.
Here we go. Hinge update.
My love live. Okay. Yes, Hinge update. I went on a second date with that girl from last
week.
Miss
Bree is what we're calling her.
Miss Bree, that's her name that we call her on this show. And I think we were talking about of me going on that other date with the other girl, right?
Yeah, so okay, listen to this. I had told Austin, right? He had another date lined up for that day. And I was like, yo, go to this date, bro. Because you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, guys, right? Right, right, chat? Not, but this man did not listen. He was like, I'm not gonna go, bro.
Did you feel more confident with the other date? Is that why?
Yeah, because I was like, dude, this date went really well. Like,
no, and listen, brother, listen. I listened back to the other part, to the last episode, right?
What happened?
And you can just hear the attachment. Because there's part, dude, when you're talking to fucking Millie about like bring her flowers, you're like, but I can't bring this girl flowers. I was like, why the hell not, brother? You're not cuffed up. He was like, but what if she catches feelings? What's the problem? You're not cuffed up. You can just hear the attachment, bro. And that's what I was trying to tell him about. Don't get attached.
It's because it's hard for me once I like somebody, like it's hard for me to give effort to anybody else, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like it wouldn't be fair to that other girl for me like not even be there all the way, you know?
Yeah, that makes
sense.
So
I just didn't go to that second date. So this next day we went hiking. Second day is fine to go hiking, right?
Yeah.
We went to Stone Mountain. So my house is on the way to Stone Mountain, so she picked me up.
Oh.
Right? Right? You know what I'm saying? As the king, the short king, or 6'3 king that I am, right? She brought her dog.
Passenger prince.
I got to meet her dog. Very nice.
Let me
dog.
Guess. She got a golden retriever, brother.
German shepherd, actually.
Okay, close enough. Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? And she was like, she gave me a little warning, right? Like, you know, she's probably going to bark at you at first. I'm like, yeah, I get it, you know.
We know who she's voting for.
Yeah. She's probably going to bark at you. But no barks. You know what I'm saying? That's a good check.
She okay, dog sniff. Approval. We like that.
She's just checking the vibe check. I passed the vibe check. You know what I'm saying? That shit was lit. Now, on the way there, see, this is why I prefer to drive. Just because I trust myself for the most part. We almost got into a car crash.
No.
We almost got into a car crash. I was out here.
Was it
vibing.
Like 100% her fault? Or?
Yes. It was. It was. No question. So someone was trying to turn left into like a neighborhood, right? So they were stopped waiting for traffic to clear. And there was another car waiting behind them. And then it was us. We were approaching them. And so we're approaching them. And I'm just like, you know, in my head, like, yo, it's time for you to break, bro.
It's time for you to
break, bro. And we're getting closer. And that's when I start, you know, hitting my own imaginary brakes.
The brakes.
And then the AI, she has a feature in her car that locks her brakes. So, like, they push the brakes for her.
Oh, does she have a Toyota?
Yeah, she does. And she freaking, so they locked. But, you know, we were still going. It was, like, too late type shit. So, at the very last second, she freaking swerved out the fucking way. And then, you know, we barely missed the dude in front of
what
us.
What was she doing?
I don't know. I
she
was
just
like,
zoned out. Oh, sorry. I have ADHD, brother.
She did say she has ADHD.
Oh, wow.
But, sick, brother.
But I was like, okay, that's fine. That's great. Yo, that should turn off again.
It died.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So,
but yeah, I was like, oh. Okay, I'm very cool, I'm very chill. I'm not like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you could have killed us, right? I take it all as a joke.
But what did she say about it?
Oh, she's like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Like, I swear, I'm a good driver. I'm like, let me see your license, bro, because I don't believe you.
This is why I would have played it off. I would have been like, no, it's okay.
No, I was chilling, bro. I was like, bro, I just thought it was funny. But yeah, we went to Stone Mountain. She brought her dog to a hike. I didn't know dogs weren't allowed on hikes.
Yeah, there's a big old sign.
On the walk up.
Yeah.
They have signs, bro.
Yeah, it's a big ass sign. That's funny.
No.
I'll talk about that later. But yeah, we were kind of like you said before, just
not much going on.
I mean, I was chilling and I'm pretty good hiker. I'm pretty, you know, intermediate level. So I had to tell her, I was like, yo, let me know when you need a break because I'm just going to keep going. And she's like, no, I'm good. She's like,
you know, you hear it already.
And then she was like, do you want some water? And I was like, I could tell that like, she wanted me to stop. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll take a sip.
Yeah, yeah.
So we take a sip or whatever. Boom, boom, boom. We kind of stopped midway because there was like a nice view. So she kind of wanted to see it. She's like, I want to go see the view over here. I'm like, shit, you my view, Tim. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm out here hitting the ribs. Getting a little blushy blush or whatever. Yeah, so, you know, we still continue our hike. It's all nice type shit. We finally get to the top, and she wanted some more water. So she wanted to go to the building they have up top.
Yep, you know what I'm saying? Yep.
Security guards there. He's like, yo, you too. Get over here. And I was like, oh, no. And he says, well, you didn't see that sign in the beginning? And I was like, nah, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, there's no dogs allowed here. And
this,
I was like,
this thing right here?
This dog? Sure? I was like, okay, bro, that's fine. I'll just throw her off then. And she was like, he was like, no, please. I love dogs. He's like, just please don't go back down, basically. Yeah. That's what he said.
Just leave out of here, please.
Yeah. But we didn't do that. We just went to like the other side of the mountain so they can't see us. You know what I'm saying? We found the spot type shit, sitting down.
I was like, where this is going.
Kinda, I was kind of, you know, just, you know, here. She was kind of like where you are, a little bit closer.
Okay.
Just, you know, just watching, you know, the views.
The sunset. Nice, could nice. Not get more perfect than
could
this.
Could get out there more perfect, right? And she, you know, she starts to, she starts to like lay her head on me, like on, you know, I'm just feeling, you know, I put my arm around her or whatever type shit.
She just smells that old spice.
Yeah, she smells all that, you know what I'm saying? It's all going good. And then we like, you know, having conversation. We're still getting to know each other. She's like, do you want any kids? And I was like, not right now, but thank you for asking. And she's like, obviously not right now. Like later on, how much do you want? How many kids do you want? I want, you know, I was like 3 to 4,
yeah,
whatever. She told me she wants the same thing or whatever. And then she's like, okay, now you ask me a question. I was like, oh, okay. Can I kiss you?
Oh.
What are we saying? Is that some rings right there?
What are we saying right now?
And this is on the second date?
Big dick in the room.
That's right. Dude, okay. You should have seen her face when I said that. She was like widened her eyes. Like she got hella, what do you call it?
Surprise.
Hella nervous, like, hella blush. Like she was like, oh my God. She like, if you want to, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, but I don't do that PDA shit because there was like a lot of people around us. And I was kind of waiting for everyone to clear out the room type shit. You know, I was like, get out the way,
bro.
I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get some of that. And you know what I'm saying? I laid one on her. Boom. Waiter, you know what I'm saying? Wait a couple minutes. Another one. Round 2.
Yeah. Went in for a round two.
Round two.
Draw some fucking roses for my boy Austin, bro. Holy shit.
It was very good. Very good. Yeah. I really.
And then what'd she say after? Like, what was the conversations after? What was the reaction?
There was no more conversation, Anthony. That we were just back. She went back to, laying her head. And we were just there. Just enjoying the view.
It is a nice view.
I cannot get any more fucking perfect than that. Yeah. My boy Austin going fucking crazy over here.
This is why I didn't want to go on the other day, guys.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I really like this girl. So far, everything's good. I can't be all the way in just yet.
Detach.
You know what I'm saying? There you go.
Just have fun, enjoy it. You know, like really learn to appreciate this girl.
Mm-hmm.
You're not attached, brother.
Right.
You're not attached. You have not seen those red flags yet.
Right.
Mark my motherfucking words. Those are the most important things that you gotta witness first.
Well, she's a bad driver. That's one. That's one fly right there. But it's okay. I can do the driving. That's fine.
Damn, that's fucking awesome, brother.
And so, then we just, after that, we, you know, same thing again. She's like, okay, what else you want to do? You know what I'm saying? She's enjoying her day. I'm enjoying my day.
That's awesome that she does that. Because she like wants to spend more time with you. Like, this is like her, like, great. Like, this is her time. Like, this is what she wants to do.
Right.
She doesn't want, like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. She's really,
and to that point, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. Like, If I was ever in a relationship with a girl, like, hey, if we're on a date, like, I need equal amount of like activity going on.
Yeah,
like,
effort.
You need to put in effort. I need to put in effort.
Like, that's right.
It's equal.
That's what I'm talking about. And yeah, so after that, we got a little hungry. You know what I'm saying? She offered burgers and beers, and I was like, you know what? I'll skip out on the beers, but I'm down for the burgers because I don't do that drinking no more like that. So we went to this downtown Lawrenceville. We went to Universal Joint. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but it's you know, burgers type shit. We just had a little nice date. I gave her my pickle.
Hold on. Not a pickle fan?
Yeah, I don't like pickles. I give my pickle. Boom. You can have that. She made me try the pickle. She made me try it. And I was
it
like,
a special pickle?
What the it pickle was pretty special. Like? It was pretty. It was actually, you know what? It wasn't that bad. The pickle that I got, it was like the long pickles. Not the Chick-fil-A little circle pickles.
Yeah. Nah.
It was actually not as bad as I thought it would be. I wouldn't mind trying a pickle again. Pause on that, Diddy.
Open to pickles.
Open to pickles. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm yes. saying.
Put that in your description.
I forgot to say, but a lot of holding hands, a lot of touching. She told me her
love
her,
language.
Yeah, her love language is physical touch.
That's good.
She had asked me mine, and I was like, all of them, really. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Sex.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. This is great right now.
Yeah. And on that topic, okay, so, well, I guess first, like, how did it end? Like, y'all said goodbye, like, with a little kiss?
Yeah, she had to drop me off, right? So, at that point, it was a bit of, what do you call those things the kids do? A makeout sesh.
Oh! It's a little bit, yeah. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and I kind of want to, like, it was pretty long, like, pause. like the kissing.
Resume.
And, yeah. And, like, I kind of wanted to, like, let go, but she wanted to.
She just kept going.
Yeah,
she wanted just, more, like, she started
I was like, okay, yeah. Get over here type shit. So, and, yeah, it was a very nice date, and I can't wait to see her again.
Success.
Damn, that's awesome. So my boy fucking awesome, brother.
I can't stop smiling.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
for
awesome.
Real. I see it. It's insane, dude. Yeah, so you guys, like, constantly texting, like, all day, every day type shit?
It's a little bit, because she is busy. She does want to see me today. I don't think I'll be able to today, but it's kind of sucks just because she is pretty busy. She told me her next free.
See, but that's good. I think people should expect that out of a starting relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna dedicate 100% of my time.
Right.
Like, gotta, you're gonna fit into my life.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not,
yeah.
I'm, not, sure, gonna, I'm not gonna change my
right, heart. Right.
It should be that way, because if you drop everything, like, for this person, and then, like,
and it goes both ways. I'm not saying, like, you should.
I kind of did, like, I kind of worked my way, like, my schedule just to fit in her too. Yeah. Like, because I go to the gym, right? So usually it was on a Friday. I go to gym on Fridays. So this, I ended up going to gym on Thursday because that's my rest day.
Yeah.
So I went to gym on Thursday instead of Friday just so I can free up that day for her type shit.
That's what's up.
So that's what I usually do.
Okay. Now, going forward, brother.
Okay. This next. Oh, yeah. She told me she's free on Thursday. So Thursday, I'm thinking still October, right? Let's go ahead. Little pumpkin.
That's what I was just going to say. Corn maze, brother.
Yep. Little pumpkin pet.
Seasons do come in clutch when it comes to date ideas. Gotta do seasonal stuff.
And this is also the date that I will be giving her a spooky basket.
Aww, you know, we need an awe in this fucking thing. So we're gonna do this one.
Okay, that was nice. Yeah, give a little spooky basket. She's been putting me on with some drinks, Starbucks wise. Matcha.
She turned into a white girl, brother.
Matcha is crazy.
I told you about it the first time. And yeah, that's all I've been drinking. Me and Lalo had a matcha today, right, Lalo? Dang. A little matcha. He liked it.
He liked it too.
He liked the matcha. Matcha, dude, matcha's pretty fire.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
Is it like a superfood or healthy something?
It's a drink. It's more of a tea. But it's still pretty good.
Okay.
Let's get into the fucking nitty gritty, brother. All right. When do you think is the proper time to start taking it the step further, brother? When we're talking about to loop it all, sex.
Oh. Okay, she actually did talk to me about that.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't want to do it until we make it official. And that right there, for me guys, is a green flag.
Yep.
Boom. Yep. That's awesome.
Green flag. She told me that, and I was like, green flag. And I was like, never mind. Beige. I'll do it. I'll leave it at beige. That's a joke. She laughed. But yeah, I see that's a green flag, and I'm down with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's good. Like that means that's probably been her standard, like, you know, before you and everything like that. Right. So it's like,
I like that about her.
Yeah, that's good. That's what's up, bro. Yeah. So that like leaves you to focus on, like, you know, just spending the good time, you know, because like if you have it in the back of your mind, right, you're going on all these dates and shit like that. You're like, damn, does she want to have sex? Like, do I have to be like, do I have to put on that pressure? But now, you know, like, oh, I don't actually have to worry about that. I don't have to put on that pressure because we both know what it is.
You know, right. So,
Okay, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up.
Uh-huh. I'm starting to like her, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, starting to. On the first fucking date. What are we saying, Chad? Yeah. W fucking saying? Austin or what, bro? This man going really crazy, good, man.
I'm really happy. I'm really happy. It's going really good.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, that's how you're really feeling.
Yeah.
And so take that example for, like, you know. Like,
well, to that point, yeah, when I hit up that one girl, you know, that I said, you know, it wasn't too hard to really get her out on a first date. I guess, you know, like you were saying, in the back of my mind the whole time I was thinking, man, am I about to have sex? Am I finally going to do it with, like, this chick? And I guess that ended up throwing me off more, because at the end of it, when she was trying to get to that point, I wasn't feeling her, you know. Yep. I didn't make the connection enough where I wanted to bring it to the next level. I just brought it there.
You're a connector, brother. That's what we call them, bro.
Yeah, so I would much prefer to have, you know, something slow and steady like how Austin's got going on right now.
And that's what we're saying. And we're going to fucking end it off with that, bro. Oh. We fucking circled around beautifully, bro. This has been another N85 podcast. Thank you guys for fucking tuning in. If y'all haven't subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe to the channel at N85 Podcast on YouTube, bro. And then you fucking live, bro. The fucking battles in the live. Shout out to Lalo, bro. Please shout out to all the fucking galaxies, bro. All right. Thank you, guys. Peace out, bro.
See ya.
Yeah, see ya.